All right, our final speaker from Manhattan. Manhattan, Kansas. I think we saw that they're a growing force in the cotton world. Is that what we saw?
We're a growing force.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Well, I bet you a lot of you guys didn't even know that Kansas was on the cotton-producing picture here, but we're certainly making a comeback, and we're up to maybe 40,000 acres for this next year. So we're certainly not a big state, but as you'll see here, I think it can be a profitable crop for a state like Kansas, although as you also see, in Kansas, you have to also compete against the other crops. So it's just not a matter of whether cotton is profitable or not. It's whether it's profitable compared to all the other crops. And this little line graph may give you an idea of just exactly how Kansas stacks up with, you know, the powerhouse states of Texas as far as cotton production. You can see Texas, they grow about 5 million acres of, this is acres planted of cotton in any given year here. You can see Kansas here down, whoops. Kansas down here at the bottom, it looks like we don't really have any acres hardly, but we do have some acres. We have about 30,000 acres. And so I got some interest in cotton because I spent my 9 years before I came to Kansas State at Mississippi State, so I did a lot of work with cotton production there. I've only been at Kansas State now 2 years. So I didn't learn, even really know before I got to Kansas State that Kansas was a cotton-producing state either here. So it was kind of interesting. I actually did my interview at Kansas State kind of based on some cotton work we did with cotton harvesters here. But you can see how we stack out and exactly not too many acres here. So working with our Kansas Farm Business Management Program, we actually do have enough farms in our analysis database to actually generate a cotton enterprise study. Right now we're kind of down to our bare minimum. We have 5 farms. Those 5 farms provide us with about data from about 2,500 cotton acres. So we probably maybe have a tenth of the cotton acres that are represented in our KFMA program. Obviously, there's a few more cotton acres than that. Mainly the cotton acres in Kansas are growing in 3 counties, though. So once you get outside those 3 areas, not a whole lot of cotton in the state. And just to give you an idea of actually how cotton acres across state vary, looks as the correlation matrix based on the last 20 years for Texas, Oklahoma, Mississippi, and Kansas. You can see states like Oklahoma and Texas have a pretty high correlation, about 0.61. As you might guess, that might be because the weather is similar, I think, in probably western Oklahoma compared to maybe what western Texas might be. But then when you start comparing states like Kansas to Mississippi, you can see there's hardly any correlation at all. In fact, it's basically a zero correlation there. So what happens in Mississippi is not necessarily a good guide for what's going to happen in Kansas as far as acreages are concerned. Really, Kansas, you compare those across the other states, our correlation as far as what drives the cotton acres in the state is really pretty low. We have like a 0.21 correlation with Texas, but it's really zero with the other two states of Oklahoma and Mississippi here. I think certainly things like whether crops we can grow, especially wheat, may have some influence on what happens with the cotton acres in the state. So really, I think there's really two things that we need to worry about looking at this problem of whether we can grow cotton in Kansas or not. And the first is whether cotton itself will be profitable or not, just on its own here. So if we're not generating a profit with some degree of risk control, we're probably not going to grow cotton here. Certainly, if we're going to lose money, we're not going to grow it. And then if we answer that question of whether we can make a profit growing it or not, we also have to look at that second question of whether that profit and risk of cotton, how that compares to other crops. And as you guys know, growing corn and soybeans for the last 5 or 6 years has really been a pretty profitable enterprise for most farmers. Really, Kansas is really almost becoming more of a corn state too here. So we're certainly, when corn prices got pretty high, we saw a bump in corn acres in our state here as well. Probably mostly at the expense of sorghum, but maybe a little bit in cotton in there as well. And just to give you an idea, if I throw Texas out, which makes my graph look kind of small when we're looking at cotton acres, and look at some of the other states that maybe grow a lesser amount of cotton, you can see how we stack up here. Again, Kansas kind of tends to be here at the bottom, but at least we're not. You can tell now that we do grow some cotton acres, where if I had Texas in there, it really didn't show up. But we're kind of in that classification of like Virginia and maybe Florida as far as the amount of cotton acres that we grow here. You can see really since about 2002, the acres have been fairly constant, right around 30 or 40,000 acres. But certainly not not a big jump. You can see maybe here where you talked about this jump in 2012 or so. Not much of a jump when you look at the overall acres. I mean, it's enough to make the percentage look big, but in overall terms, it's still not a whole lot of cotton acres that are being produced here. Well, how is cotton production once we actually start growing it? Well, here you can see cotton yields in pounds per acre compared to other states. Again, I go back to my original four states, looking at here Kansas in the blue, Mississippi in the kind of this orange color, Oklahoma in the green, and Texas in the red here. So you can see really as far as growing conditions are concerned, we're really fairly competitive with the other states. Except maybe if you're from Mississippi, and as you guys have been to Kansas, no, we don't get near as much rain in Kansas as we do in Mississippi here. So just from that perspective alone, we're going to have lower cotton production. At least the farms that we have in our KFMA program, those are all non-irrigated, so this would be non-irrigated cotton production that you're seeing here in Kansas here. But again, not really too bad compared to every other state, probably except for Mississippi. And then this previous graph was based on some of the NAS survey data that comes out every year, looking at that. If we just look at what I would consider to be a more accurate source, looking at our KFMA data and also the data we get from Mississippi, looking at the surveys that they do with individual producers for their tax projects, you can see again we show lower yields for Kansas. But again, there's been some years where actually Kansas has produced at least as much as what Mississippi does, although in most years that tends to be a step lower. Some years it's a bigger step, like you saw in 2012. But again, 2012 was probably a little bit of an outlier as far as cotton production, because that was a pretty bad drought year for most of the states. So really all the crops were showing lower yields, not just cotton in that particular instance. As you might guess, because we get less rain, we don't use as much in the way of input, so we're gonna actually use less seed and less fertilizer and such, because we don't expect the yield like you would in Mississippi. So most of the costs you see for growing cotton in the state are going to be a step lower than what you would see like in Mississippi. So here's the seed cost, again, lower seed cost. Looking at herbicide cost, you can see usually lower there, but in the last couple of years that has kind of bumped up, so we're not too far below what Mississippi was those 2 years, but generally that is lower as well. And if we look at total variable costs, then when we add all those costs together, as you might expect, again, it's about a step lower. It's almost about a third to a half lower than what it is in Mississippi. Well, what does that do as far as return over variable costs? You can see really looking at it from this angle, when you're looking at profit now, Kansas cotton is really in pretty good shape here. In a lot of years, we're very similar. And in fact, in 2009, we actually made more returns over variable cost than what Mississippi had. But you can see what happened the last 3 years here, a pretty good jump between the profitability of Mississippi's return over variable cost compared to what we saw here in Kansas. Again, 2012 may be a bit of an outlier here, but this is probably more typical to see a gap like this over the last couple of years. Well, is corn king in Kansas like it is like in the Midwest? I think cotton can be a profitable crop. Really, the question we have to ask, though, is how profitable is it relative to the other crops here? Just some background, looking at what the average crop mix has done over time here in Kansas. You can see going back from 1999 to 2013 here, notice here wheat is still our biggest crop for the most part. As you guys might imagine, when you think of Kansas, you probably think of Kansas as being a wheat state, and that's certainly very much true. But notice as what has happened to our corn acres and also to our soybean acres, the corn acres especially. It went from about 10% of our crop base here in 1999 up to about 20% as what it was last year. So basically a doubling of our corn acres over the last 10 years. That is all strictly due to the higher corn price. You know, obviously when corn's $7 or $8 per bushel, it entices a lot more people to try to grow corn, even though we're probably on a lot of places in Kansas on the fringes of growing corn just because of the moisture situation. But you know, that'll get a lot more farmers enthused about corn production when the price is pretty good. Well, the same thing with the soybeans. Pretty good soybean prices here as well here. So again, we saw soybean acres go from about 20% up to about 30%, so about a 50% increase in our soybean acres. Most of those acres came at the expense of our grain, sorghum, and purple here. Went from about 20% of our acres down to about 8%. So a big drop off in the sorghum acres. I think you may have saw maybe cotton influenced a little bit, but again, cotton acres are so small compared to the rest of the crops in the state that it really doesn't hardly even register in what our average crop mix is. Well, let's look at what the gross income is per acre here. Again, you can see why corn is such a bigger percentage of our crops now, because it does bring in the most dollars per acre based on this yellow line here. Oops. You can see what happens with cotton, though. Cotton does bring in quite a bit of money as far as gross income. I think one thing you will notice from that is certainly the gross income number does bounce around quite a bit more than you see for the other crops. So there is more variability in the income side, which would lead to more risk. And as such, you will see, you know, farmers who are more risk averse, they're going to probably move away from crops that show this kind of variability compared to what the other crops are. Looking at variable costs, again, you might imagine corn is also a high input crop with fertilizer and such. So again, it's going to have the highest variable costs per acre. Again, cotton is also a pretty high input crop, so it has the second most compared to the other ones. But again, there's a pretty big drop off between the corn cost compared to the cotton cost, and certainly what you would see with soybeans and wheat as far as those costs are concerned. Looking at return across variable cost, again, you can see how much more profitable corn was for the last 3 years. Again, notice though the variability in the cotton, and in fact in 2010 it was probably our most productive crop in Kansas, although we had a few acres to really to demonstrate that. But again, notice what a returns of variable cost was. But then notice the big drop when we go from 2010 to 2011. Quite a drop off in profitability during this phase, whereas corn just went higher during those time frames. Whoops. Cotton did bounce back a little bit, but again, you know, a lot of years is really not much more profitable than what wheat is, but it does have its moments. It does have some nice peaks here and here, but again, we have some lower troughs as we see right here as well. Well, what can we say in conclusion? Well, I think cotton can be a profitable crop for farmers. It certainly does look like it makes money in a lot of years. It may not be as much as the other crops, and it may have more variability in returns, so depending on what your risk preferences are and what the other crops are, you may want to look at it growing from that perspective. I think it does compete well against crops, at least in certain years, maybe not in all years. I think what's going to happen with the cotton situation in Kansas is really going to depend on what's happening with the other crops here. Certainly when the corn price is up to $7 or $8, I think that's going to probably push down the cotton acres. You know, maybe going forward when we're not looking at such a good outlook for corn and soybean prices, maybe that'll make a lot more interest in cotton, because it does compete well better when those grain prices are low here. And certainly the variability is going to be a little bit of an issue here too. Here, I think if you're going to grow cotton, it's probably going to be more variable as far as your net returns are going to be probably compared to the other crops. But as long as you can stand a little risk, I think it will be a profitable crop going forward anyway. Again, my big issue is that I'm worried about in Kansas as far as cotton production is, how low does cotton production have to be before it becomes a non-viable crop? I mean, we need a certain number of acres to support our two gins in the state. There's also a gin that's kind of in the northern part of Oklahoma, too, that's a viable place to take production. But if those acres get low enough, you know, it doesn't pay farmers to buy the equipment that you need to grow cotton here. So the ginning situation, also the money to buy actually cotton harvester, too, becomes problematic here. So I think that's the one concern, that if acres do get low enough, we may see the whole infrastructure for cotton collapse, and maybe cotton may not be a viable product anymore. But the current situation, I think we do support cotton acres in Kansas anyway. All right, questions or comments? Yes, I did for this part. Yes. Well, in Kansas, yeah, there's going to be pockets there, but yeah, you're right. We can move to the western half for sure.